Seems like there's always a parking problem. You say the formula is 75 parking places per field.
That's kind of a general rule of thumb. A lot of the facilities that you may have visited may actually provide parking at like 50 spaces per field.
When you try to scrimp,
you end up having people park all along the roads and those kinds of things.
But you did say one of the options allowed for 20% more than, is that 20% more than 75?
Yes. And it depends on what you're going to program it. You know, we're just kind of looking at a 35,000 foot elevation at how these things would go together. We really haven't been given any direction from anybody about exactly how you would operate the park. You know, so if you were going to really motivate and have, say, at the same time you're going to have a ton of baseball games, you're going to have soccer and football go along at the same time, we might want to put a bit of a cushion there. That would allow you to adequately park the people that are participating in those active sports, but it would also allow you to have some parking spaces for people that may not have anything to do with those sports that are just coming to the park to enjoy it as well. So it's almost like you don't want to design it like people design balls, so that you design it to accommodate everything at the Christmas rush, but you also don't want to undersize it so that people are parking all along the sides of the road. So a lot of that parking count would be determined by what you foresee is how you operate it and how things are going to occur when you actually run the facility.